After finally passing the Wyoming House of Representatives this year, a legislative committee has set the stage for Medicaid expansion to be debated during an upcoming special session of the legislature. Stefan Johansson is the deputy director of the State Department of Health and explains to me why, after 7 years, the issue has some momentum.
The renewal of interest, especially this year, has really come from the passage of the American Rescue Plan Act, or what folks are calling the ARP or the ARPA. Specifically, one provision of that for states who have not expanded Medicaid to date, there is an incentive included in that act of Congress, which allows for a temporary, essentially a two-year increase to the state's overall federal match rate for Medicaid. For folks who may not know, Medicaid is a joint state and federal program, and Wyoming's federal match rate is 50%, generally speaking. So for every dollar of cost, the state pays half and the federal government pays half. And that's for our entire Medicaid population. So folks who are aged, blind, disabled, who are on Wyoming Medicaid, essentially receive, state dollars and federal dollars as reimbursement for services. That incentive that's in the American Rescue Plan Act gives us 2 years of a 5% increase to that federal match rate. That we've done some projections, some estimates on, equates to, in a two-year period, about $54 million of additional revenue through federal funds that would come to the state. So coupled with what we anticipate Medicaid expansion would cost on a two-year basis, which is $20 million, that would net the state, we project positively, $34 million in savings that could be spent elsewhere, in other programs or saved, whatever the policymakers would want to do. So, Bob, that's really the reason for a lot of the renewed interest in Medicaid expansion from my perspective.
And a lot has always been talked about and how the long-term cost could really come back and get the state. You have more people than you are projecting could get into Medicaid expansion. That could drive up costs for the state. What is the reality, do you think, that this would end up actually costing the state money down the road?
It's a great question, and actually appreciate the folks who have that concern that say, we might see greater enrollment than we anticipate. That has certainly been the case in other states across the country that have expanded Medicaid, where they really overshot their initial projection, saying, this many people would enroll in our state's Medicaid expansion, and it was far greater than that. Because of that experience in other states, over the past several years, our department has really tried to do a lot of work to refine our own Medicaid expansion estimates, really accounting for and using that experience in other states that underprojected their Medicaid expansion. So our analysis, I'm very comfortable with. I think it's really cutting edge, and using some more advanced statistical techniques and projections that we're pretty comfortable with our best guess, and it is an estimate, but our best guess of enrollment in Medicaid expansion in Wyoming would be around that 24,000, 25,000 individuals that we would see in Wyoming Medicaid expansion. But the point is there that if we saw additional enrollment, that would come with an additional state cost. Currently, without the incentives, the federal government pays 90% of the cost of Medicaid expansion, and the states have to pay 10% of those costs. Like I mentioned, with the incentives that are in the American Rescue Plan, that changes briefly on a two-year basis. But in the long term, if additional folks were to enroll more than we anticipated in Medicaid expansion, there could be additional state costs. There's various ways to talk about and discuss how Medicaid expansion could be financed, both through appropriations, through offsets to other programs that might be covered by Medicaid expansion that are currently funded by state funds. And I think those discussions and those decision points are down the road, because the first question in my mind for policymakers to answer is, should the state of Wyoming expand Medicaid? And our department has really taken a neutral position on that, because that's a policymaker decision.
Stefan Johansson again is the deputy director of the Wyoming Department of Health. But what you keep saying, and I think this is an important point, and I guess this is where the real policy question comes down, is, as you said, there might be some options to finance this. You know, this group, they don't want to have to finance something. They don't want to shift money away from other things. And so it's a fair concern, isn't it?
It is a fair concern. And a part of the discussion that we've had with the legislative committees and others, especially over the past several weeks and months, is, you know, essentially, what can the federal government do to make this easier for states? Obviously, we think with the new administration, there is a preference that the states who haven't expanded expand Medicaid. And I think there's somewhat of a push for that. You see that in some of the legislation that's coming out of Congress. And I think those discussions our legislature would want us as an executive branch to have with the federal government. So how could this be easier, both on the financial side, with potentially extending those incentives beyond the temporary period, which would make it easier for a state like Wyoming to finance, as well as other, you know, discussions that we could have, negotiations we could have with the federal government around, you know, partial expansions for, you know, a more targeted population, avoiding, you know, taking people off of federally subsidized private insurance, for example, and putting them onto Medicaid has been a sticking point for some decision makers. Based on the discussion that happened at the Revenue Committee yesterday or this week, I think there's a good likelihood that if a bill were to pass, we would be able to engage in those discussions with the federal government to see where are the current administration's flexibilities and how could that be beneficial for Wyoming's potential Medicaid expansion or not, and then bring that back to the legislature accordingly.
I also need to ask you about something else. So there's pitfalls, but there also is some huge positives. And one of the things that would happen, I have at least heard people say, is that you're getting people onto Medicaid expansion, and then other costs that may cost your department or hospitals or other healthcare providers across the state for uncompensated care, that's going to be addressed. So there's kind of a shifting of money there as well, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a kind of a mixed bag. I think on the provider side, you know, additional covered lives, as it were. So folks who may have been previously uninsured now having a pay source can solve a lot of uncompensated care problems that we see in our hospitals. Certainly won't make it perfect. Doesn't take the problem, you know, remove the problem entirely, but adds an element of coverage that can provide additional revenue to providers across the state, because you have, you know, 24,000 people, you know, with a pay source that can take care of some of that bad debt or uncompensated care that's provided. Secondly, Bob, you mentioned, you know, other state programs that could benefit or realize, you know, financial efficiencies from Medicaid expansion. And we've talked about those for years. Those potentially exist in the Department of Corrections, where you have correction clients, inmates that receive care outside the walls of a prison, for example, go to the hospital for a lengthy stay, and Medicaid expansion could very well cover a lot of those costs that are currently being financed by the Department of Corrections. That's an offset there, as well as programs in the Department of Health. So community mental health and substance abuse costs could realize some offsets, because if Medicaid were expanded, those state dollars that are going to provide services for those clients could now be reimbursed at 90% federal. And there you see some, you know, some financial efficiencies there.
How realistic is it that the state or legislators could come up with their own plan and not do a Medicaid expansion, but do something like it?
I think that's a tall order for the state policymakers, especially on the financial side, just because, you know, if you think of the scale of the federal government, you know, reimbursing 90% of the cost of the health care for those 24,000 individuals. Hard to think of a financial and budget situation where the state could really make that work to the same scale.
Stefan Johansson, again, is the Deputy Director of the Wyoming Department of Health. Always nice chatting with you. Thank you.
Likewise, Bob. Thank you very much.